ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 18 ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗ. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಸಮ್ಮರೈಸ್ ದ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ 18th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ನಾವ್ ದಿ 18th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ದಿ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಗೀತಾ, ಅಂಡ್ ಸೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಮ್ಸ್ ಅಪ್ ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಗೀತಾ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. So all important ideas of the previous chapters, they are all contained in the 18th chapter. For example, the second chapter contained the essence in the beginning, and 18th chapter contains the essence at the end. Of course, there is no systematic development in this chapter. All important ideas are strewn all over. And the chapter begins with Arjuna's doubt regarding sannyasa and tyaga. And so he requests Krishna to differentiate these two terms. And from the second shloka, Krishna begins to answer. And up to shloka number 6, Krishna talks about the difference between sannyasa and tyaga. And in this portion, Krishna gives the views of some other people, where they make a subtle difference between sannyasa and tyaga. That is, they say, karma tyaga is sannyasa, and palatyaga is tyaga. So they make a subtle difference. Even though both of them mean renunciation only, dictionary meaning for both, but they make a subtle difference. But according to Krishna, there is no difference between sannyasa and tyaga. They are one and the same. And having said this, Krishna talks about three types of sannyasa, shloka 7 to shloka 12. And he glorifies sattvika sannyasa. We don't have to go into the details here, but the main point to be noted is what? That Krishna is introducing karma yoga only in the name of sattvika sannyasa. So in Krishna's view, sattvika sannyasa is doing swadharma anushtana, nitya naimittika karma anushtana, but renouncing the sangam and the phala, attachment and the concern for the fruit of action. These two are nouns, and sangatyaga and palatyaga, not karmatyaga. Thus, three types of sannyasa and glorification of sattvika sannyasa was talked about. And since Krishna does not differentiate between sannyasa and tyaga, we can say that these are three types of tyaga alone. That is, three types of sannyasa, three types of tyaga. Then from shloka 13 to 17, Krishna condenses Jnana Yoga, ideas contained in the 5th chapter, 6th chapter, 13th chapter, 14th chapter, 15th chapter. So 5-6 chapters of Jnana Krishna has condensed in these 5 shlokas. And the main idea is that what he emphasizes in this portion, Atma Akarta Abhokta. That is, I am Akarta, I am Abhokta, neither doer nor enjoyer. And only when I identify with the body, then I become karta bhokta, which is called ahankaraha. This is the essence of the entire Jnana Yoga, the Upanishads. Therefore, this is a very, very important portion. And thereafter comes a very big portion from 18th shloka up to 40th shloka. Krishna takes 6 topics and divides them into 3 each. And what are the 6 topics? Jnanam, karma, karta, buddhi, buddhi means intellect, and dhritihi, dhriti means willpower, and sukham. And he divides each one of them into 3, sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. We don't have to go into the details here, but the purpose of this division is what? In all these things, a seeker should take to sattvic variety. So if he is active in this world, he should take to sattvic karma. He should become sattvika karta. And if it is knowledge that he seeks, he should go after sattvik jnana. And if it's a pleasure that he wants, he should also go towards sattvik pleasure only. So take to sattvik one, which is called daivi sampath. Avoid rajasic and tamasic varieties, which are called asuri sampaths. So the ideas of 16th chapter and 17th chapter, they are condensed in this portion. Then from 41st shloka onwards up to 48, Krishna talks about karma yoga, containing the essence of the 3rd chapter. And here also he talks about the dharma of the chaturvarnyam, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya and shudra, all those dharmas. అండ్ కృష్ణ కర్మయోగ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ బట్ ఈశ్వరార్పణ బుద్ధియా స్వధర్మ అనుష్ఠానం, డూయింగ్ వన్ స్వధర్మ యాజ్ అన్ ఆఫరింగ్ టు ది లార్డ్ ఇన్ ఎనీ ఫామ్, కృష్ణ ఫామ్, రామ ఫామ్, గణేష ఫామ్, డజంట్ మ్యాటర్. అండ్ వేర్ ఈస్ దట్ లార్డ్? ఈశ్వర సర్వభూతానాం హృద్దేశే అర్జున తిష్టతి. ది ఐడియా ఇస్ వాట్? ఇన్వోక్ ద లార్డ్ ఇన్ యువర్ హార్ట్, కన్వర్ట్ యువర్ హార్ట్ ఇన్ టు ఎ టెంపుల్ అండ్ ఆఫర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ టు దట్ లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ది హార్ట్ వితౌట్ డివైడింగ్ స్వధర్మ ఇన్ టు బిట్టర్ ఆర్ కంఫర్టబుల్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. నెవర్ కంపేర్ స్వధర్మ, నెవర్ సే దిస్ ఈస్ గుడ్ స్వధర్మ ఆర్ బ్యాడ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ వెల్కమ్ ఆర్ అన్వెల్కమ్, నన్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ థింగ్స్. నో సచ్ డివిజన్ అట్ ఆల్. స్వధర్మ ఈస్ ఆల్వేస్ సేక్రెడ్, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇన్వాల్వ్స్ కిల్లింగ్ యాజ్ అ క్షత్రియ. అండ్ ఆల్సో ఎంఫసైసెస్ దట్ దిస్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ ఫార్ చిత్తశుద్ధి, నాట్ ఫార్ మోక్ష. సో ద థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ వాస్ కండెన్స్డ్ హియర్. అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్లోక 49 ఆన్వర్డ్స్ టు శ్లోక 54 కృష్ణ కమ్స్ టు జ్ఞానయోగ వన్స్ అగైన్. ప్రీవియస్లీ 13-17, నౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ అగైన్ 54 ఆన్వర్డ్స్. హియర్ హీ ఎంఫసైసెస్ ద ధ్యానం, ద నిధిధ్యాసనం పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్. So condensing the sixth chapter, he says, in the previous place it was more emphasis on Atma Anatma Viveka contained in what are the chapters? 4th chapter, 5th chapter, 2nd chapter, 13th chapter, 14th chapter, 15th chapter and all that. In this place Dhyanam or Nididhyasanam was emphasized. And what are the conditions for Nididhyasanam? Sitting in a quiet place, secluded, limited food and all that. All conditions he says, and the palam also he says. We don't have to go into details again. In short, Dhyana Yoga, we can call it. And even when I say Dhyana Yoga, it is not a separate yoga. It is only part of Jnana Yoga. Dhyana Yoga is also part of Jnana Yoga. Then from the 55th to the 62 slokas, Krishna emphasizes Bhakti and Sharanagati, which is the essence contained in the shloka, in the chapter, 7th chapter, 8th chapter, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th chapters. In fact, the Madhyama Shatkam, almost, is condensed here. Thus, Karma Yoga must be blessed by Bhakti, Upasana must be blessed by Bhakti, even Jnana Yoga must be blessed by Bhakti. Blessed by means what? Supported by Bhakti. And if this Bhakti is there, Krishna says, the spiritual travel will be smooth. Machitaha sarvadughani matprasadat tarishyati. You will comfortably cross over all difficulties. And Krishna gives a warning also. Do not try to be arrogant and try to follow your own course. You cannot go against your swabhava. And therefore, act according to your swabhava. Have devotion to the Lord. Moksha is possible. And thus, bhakti aspect has been emphasized so much. Then all the previous chapters from 2nd chapter to the 17th chapter, all of them have been condensed. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, then Nididhyasanam, Bhakti, values, all of them. Now having condensed all the previous 16 chapters, that is chapter 2 to 17, now Krishna condenses the whole teaching. Once again, from shloka 63 to shloka 66. These are the summing up slokas, the summary of the entire Bhagavad Gita. And here alone, the two most important slokas occur, namely shloka 65 and 66. మన్మనాభవ మద్భక్త మధ్యాజీ మాం నమస్కరు అండ్ సర్వధర్మాన్ పరిత్యజ్య. మన్మనాభవ మద్భక్త, దిస్ శ్లోక టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ఆల్ సాధనాస్ నెసెసరీ ఫార్ ది ప్రిపరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్. వీ కెన్ కాల్ ఇట్ ది యోగా స్టెప్, విచ్ ఇస్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ కర్మకాండ పోర్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది వేదాస్. ఆల్ సాధనాస్ విచ్ కాంట్రిబ్యూట్ టు ప్రిపరేషన్. Therefore, it includes Ashtanga Yoga, Japa, Puja, Dhanam, Service, all of them. Anything other than Vedanta Shravanam, all other activities come under Yoga Shastra. And none of them can give Moksha, they will all give Samsara only. This was the first stage talked in the 65th Shloka. And in the second stage, in the 66th shloka, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja, Krishna talks about the second stage of sadhana, which is nothing but Vedanta Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. In short, Jnana Yoga or Brahma Vidya. So, Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre, Yoga Shastram and then Brahma Vidya. But instead of using the word Jnana Yoga, Krishna calls it Sharanagati. Because here Jivatma does Sharanagati to Paramatma in such a way that that they don't remain different afterwards at all. So Jivatma does Sharanagati to Paramatma through Jnanam in such a way that they don't remain separate anymore. The surrenderer surrendered, that difference is not there. Aham Brahma Asmi. And Krishna once again reminds Arjuna, Ma Shuchaha. This is the only way to cure the disease of sorrow. He started with sorrow in the beginning. Ashochya Nanvashochatvam Panditaha Na Anushochanti. Become wise, you won't have sorrow. Here also he says the same thing. This is the only cure to sorrow. Then on from Shloka 67 to 72, Krishna is concluding both the chapter and the teaching. Krishna gives the qualifications and also the Palashruti. Remember the four qualifications: tapas, bhakti, sushrusha, and anasuya. That is discipline, devotion, desire to learn, and faith. That means a non-critical mind. Then the Palashruti was that greatest palam that one can get through Bhagavad Gita is moksha. And the smallest palam that one can get is swarga. To simply put, even the listener gets swarga. Then Krishna asks Arjuna whether he heard or listened. That is, understood the teaching. And Arjuna confirms, Nashto mohaha smritir labdha. My delusion is gone and I have gained jnana. Indicating that the dialogue has been successful. So if Arjuna had put one more doubt, then what will happen? Ato ekona vimshadadhyayaha would come. Thank God, Arjuna said, Nashto mohaha, sober. So it concluded the 18th chapter. Then Sanjaya comes and sums up, saying that not only Arjuna is blessed, but even I was blessed to hear this teaching because of Vyasa's grace. He expresses his gratitude to Veda Vyasa and he says, Gita can be remembered again and again, and says, for him, Vishwarupam was the most attractive part of Gita. And Sanjaya himself gives Palashruti. And what was that? Yatra Yogeshwara Krishnaha, Yatra Partho Dhanurdharaha, Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhutihi, Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Wherever there is these two, Krishna and Arjuna are there, Gita is remembered. Wherever Gita is remembered, the life changes. Wherever the life changes, all these positive things come. Remembering Krishna and Arjuna means what? Remembering Bhagavad Gita. Merely remembering Krishna Arjuna, some punyam only will come. If the life has to be transformed, the teaching has to be remembered and followed. Then there will be wealth, there will be prosperity, there will be justice, victory, all those will be there. With this, the Parashruti, Sanjaya also concludes the 18th chapter and the whole Gita is concluded. And this chapter is called Moksha Sannyasa Yogaha. It is called Sannyasa Yoga because even though all topics are there, Arjuna's question was regarding Sannyasa. And this chapter begins with the topic of Sannyasa and so gets the same name as Sannyasa Yoga. We cannot say it is a central theme because all themes are there in this particular chapter, but it began with Sannyasa topic, therefore it is called Sannyasa Yoga. Then why Moksha Sannyasa Yoga? Because in the 5th chapter also the title is Sannyasa Yoga. Therefore, to differentiate 5th chapter and 18th chapter, here we give the adjective Moksha Sannyasa Yoga. So Moksha Sannyasa means what? A Sannyasa Yoga which will lead to Moksha. Otherwise, it will be meant as Mokshasya Sannyasaha. The one that will lead to renouncing the Moksha. We all want to attain Moksha. So Karma Sannyasa Yoga is understandable. Karmasya Sannyasaka, that is fine. Renouncing all karmas is fine. But if you say renounce moksha also, it will be meaningless. Therefore, Moksha Sannyasaka is not renunciation of moksha. It is renunciation for moksha. This is the topic of the 18th chapter. Okay, there is this Gita Mahatmyam also. So I don't know whether I have prescribed the book for this, if it is okay. Otherwise, it is fine also that we will see the Gita Mahatmyam also as a conclusion to our series of Gita lectures. யோ வேதாதௌ ஸ்வர ப்ரோக்தோ வேதாந்தே ச ப்ரதிஷ்டிதஹ தஸ்ய ப்ரகிருதி லீனஸ்ய யப்பரஸ்ஸ மகேஸ்வரஹ ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணார்ப்பணமஸ்து நாராயணம்.